Have you heard someone say that being okay with something is the way that we struggle less? But then thinking, how can I be okay with this? How can anyone be okay with this? Have you tried to accept something that is really unacceptable? If so, if this sounds familiar, well, I hope this episode will bring a lot of value to you, because this is exactly what we are going to talk about today. This is the topic for today. But before we go there, I have a question for you. What are you doing tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time? You are, if you have time and you think it's going to be valuable to you, you are invited to a small group discussion. It's going to be myself and a maximum of 6 students, and we're going to spend an hour and a half or so in an open discussion where everybody's going to get their questions answered, and I'm going to do a quick presentation on befriending wakefulness as well. There's going to be, again, maximum of 6 slots, and 5 seats are already taken. There's 1 slot available. If you would like that slot, then head over to thesleepcoachschool.com. There's a link at the very top where you can register. Now, if that slot is gone, then do know this. I see this as a really nice and valuable way for someone who maybe doesn't feel a need to enroll in one of our programs. Maybe you just have one or a few questions. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe it's not easy financially to commit to one of our programs. Or maybe you just want to deepen your knowledge. Something like that. I see this as a really valuable way to, to teach. So where I'm going with this is to say that I really think this will be a recurring offering, a recurring thing. And it's going to be like different times. So wherever you live in the world, you can join, and it's going to be with other coaches apart from me. So you can pick other people's brains, et cetera. But yeah, if you can't get on this small group discussion, there will be more in the future. All right. So with that said, we're going to talk about, when we've gotten in this kind of loop where we think like, I have to accept this, but it really feels unacceptable. How can we meet this situation? Well, first, let's start with a definition. I pulled up a definition of acceptance that I thought sounded really nice. And it's this one. Acceptance in human psychology is a person's assent to the reality of a situation, recognizing a process or condition without attempting to change it or protest it. I smiled a little bit there because the assent to the reality of a situation sounded kind of like fuzzy in a little bit of funny way. Like how do we ascend to the reality of a situation? But that said, I think it makes perfect sense, especially this last part about like without attempting to change or protest it. The thing is, many words are used in this like coaching space, if you will, or the learning about ourselves or in psychology, like acceptance, or I talk a lot about befriending or letting go, letting be, non-reactivity, like non-resistance, non-avoidance, but they really all boil down to that, what they said here. To me, they all boil down to, they're all really versions of the same thing. And that is to, recognize a situation or a process or condition without attempting to change it or protest it. That to me is the common denominator of all these, including a lighter version of acceptance, which I like, which is okayness. Acceptance can find like that the word can sound a little heavy, like, oh, I have to accept this. But being okay with something is lighter, like, I don't like it, but I can be okay with it. Okayness is just a nice little version of it, which I just randomly wanted to share. Now, here's something I think is true, that whatever we call it in this episode, we're going to stick with acceptance, but whatever we call it, I do think that acceptance, it leads to no struggle, because it leads to no effort, effortlessness. And we know that's the foundational principle, that whatever we want, peaceful mind, peace of sleep, it does come from effortlessness, from nothing, if you will. It happens by itself. So yes, I believe this is true. Acceptance leads where we want to be. But what if we're struggling with an outcome that is really, really scary to us, right? And this can be something like having a car accident, like I'm not going to sleep, then I'm going to have a car accident, or I'm going to lose my marbles, or this struggle is never going to end. Those outcomes are naturally very scary. And, the reason I'm talking about this, by the way, is that a client of mine, I'm working with her right now in bedtime, had one of these, very scary outcomes that she was really scared of. And it was about like hurting somebody else, And she had heard that, you know, you have to accept everything. And so she was in this mindset that, you know, she tried to make herself be okay with potentially causing somebody harm. And she found that really, really difficult. And you'll see why I think that this naturally was very difficult for her in a second, but that was just a little context. We segue right there, because the next thing I wrote here was that a common idea when we see that, okay, acceptance is helpful, and we see that, okay, what I'm scared of is this, which is really, you know, really a scary outcome. The idea can become this one, like, to stop struggling, I have to accept any outcome. And this can be so tricky because there are outcomes that I believe none of us humans, if we're being honest, would not attempt to change or protest. In other words, there are outcomes that are not acceptable to any of us. You know, if we, for example, think about something like, I hit my neighbor's dog, you know, or I hit somebody's dog by accident, and I would say, like, that's okay. That's fine. That doesn't ring true. Or even just saying, like hypothetically, if I hit some, you know, somebody's dog, then that would be fine. That doesn't ring true to any of us. Like, I don't think anyone would honestly say that. So the point here is that there are outcomes that are not, like, acceptable to us, and we can't make ourselves accept outcomes that are unacceptable to all of us. You know, it's against our nature, right? So, you know, so far I think I'm kind of just building up this sort of tension here, because I'm highlighting the struggle and the kind of, like, paradoxical problem here. But now we're going to get into, like, okay, the relief, the release, the answers here. Okay, so what do we do if this sounds familiar? If this scenario sounds familiar to you, how can you meet this situation? Okay, so I wrote down three things. Number one for me is to let some pressure off, you know? And what I mean by that is to see that there are many outcomes that none of us humans would find them acceptable. And when you see that, you see that you don't have to try to change your mind in a way that is impossible, you know? And this is actually something that helped my client a lot, seeing that, it's not about, like, forcing myself to think that this would be okay. That alone was really helpful. It is just like connecting with common humanity, I think, is really, really nice, seeing that none of us would. Number one. Now, number two is this one, is to look at what it is that truly is bothering us. And the thing is that, there are many hypothetical outcomes, again, that wouldn't be acceptable to us, but that's actually not that bothers us, because that's a hypothetical outcome. It's not happening right now. It's not something that's happening and bothers us in the present moment, but rather it is the fear of it happening that is bothering us in the now, in the present moment, you know, which is the only moment that will ever exist, right? Because the past and the future, those are illusions. The present is the only thing that exists, right? So this is the only thing that really matters. And the fear is bothering us in this moment. And, you know, we can see here that what actually bothers us is the warnings. And the warnings from the brain can come as form of messages, which are thoughts, or signals, which are emotions. And this, the communication from our brain, that can be acceptable. That can be acceptable to us. We can be okay with experiencing the thought of something happening, the warning of something happening. And the thing is that when we no longer attempt to change or protest, to use that definition, the language in the definition up there before, when we no longer attempt to change or protest the warnings, then they happen less and less, because the communication has been received, and that hypothetical outcome we see doesn't really, that's not what it's about. It's about the communication about it. This can be really helpful. And another one, which is similar, is to befriend uncertainty. A lot of these hypothetical outcomes is again about, like, you know, it's the uncertainty that bothers us. It's the uncertainty that leads us to feel anxious about something. It's not the hypothetical event itself, you know? So even when a hypothetical outcome, that outcome is unacceptable, we can find that not knowing the future is acceptable. In fact, we can see that none of us humans know the future. And sort of befriend uncertainty in this way can be really, really helpful. Now, where I didn't want this to become too long, so I didn't want to go into too much detail, but a common situation, you know, in this episode, I talked about these hypothetical outcomes that truly, I would say, no one can honestly say they're totally fine with. But what if it's something more like, you know, we hear a lot of people in our success stories say that, you know, being awake at night, that became more okay with me, or being tired the following day, that became more okay with me, you know? So that to some person, you know, became acceptable, but to you, this may still be hard to accept. You need to, if you cognitively understand that, okay, this theoretically is acceptable, that I won't sleep much tonight, that theoretically something that can be accepted, it doesn't feel acceptable to me. It just doesn't feel acceptable to me at this moment. Well, I think in that scenario, the teachings here, although they were like specifically about these hypothetical outcomes, they still apply, and that's kind of what I wrote here. It still applies to see that me being awake at night, that doesn't feel acceptable to me at this moment. And then not pressuring us to have to accept it, it can be really helpful. And it kind of boils down to something like, even if something is hypothetically acceptable, you know, then if it doesn't feel that way now, then we can accept that it feels unacceptable right now. We can find some level of okayness wherever we are, and that really helps. It kind of boils down to like self-kindness, gentleness, which is helping more than anything else. So just a little PS there, and I hope this makes sense. Let me know in the comment sections if it didn't. And as always, know that if you're finding your way to where you want to be, that is wonderful. Let us know. If not, then you can head over to our website, check out our coaching options. If you decide to join our programs or connect in any other way, then that is wonderful. And we look forward to seeing you on the other side. That was it for today. Bye for now.